cannot do it without the Spirit of God. You need the Spirit of God in your life. And the more you are attached to the vine, the more you produce fruit. The Bible tells us, look at that beautiful fig tree. Came slow, that slide, but look at that beautiful fig tree. Did anybody know how it looked, that fig tree? Those leaves are beautiful. Man, I was just thinking, it brings me back memories when I see those trees because my father says, dig, and I have to dig. But it's because we live in Canada. But the Bible says in John chapter 15, verse 5, it says, I am the vine, you are the branches. The one who remains in me and I in him produce much fruit. Because you can do nothing without me. You must be attached to the vine to bear much fruit. You must be attached to it. So here's the promise. It's not a principle, it's a promise. The kind of fruit that I'm talking about this morning, it lasts for generations to come. Isn't that an amazing thing? This fruit that God has given to us can last from generation to generation to generation. Because when you experience the love of Christ and you bear this fruit of Christ, the love, that peace, you can bring it along to your children. And then their children can bring it to another, their children and their children. And it lasts for generation to generation. Though the fig tree can last for 1,000 years, but the Spirit of the Lord lasts from generation to generation to generation. Are you bearing the fruit as God has called you to bear? Maybe some of us have to examine ourselves and say, I was not as loving that I was supposed to do. I was not as patient. I was not as peaceful. I've lost my control more than ever before. Go back to Christ and say, I want to be attached to you because I want to bear the right fruit. The right fruit. Now, I remember my mom. Every time someone came, my mom, wonderful, and everybody will say this, majority of the people will say, my mom was a godly mother. My mom was a godly mother. And she loved God. And every time I close my eyes, I can remember the way she prayed for her family. The way she always spoke about Christ. I would never forget those times. Her Bible open on the table, even though she had a hard time reading. But they still, day after day, going to the Word. And I remember when people coming over to our place, though I wasn't even a Christian at the time, but as when I became, at the time when I started to become a Christian, and people came over, she always spoke to them about Christ to people. How do you know Jesus? Not those big words, very simple words. And she used to tell me, I pray that you will bear much fruit. Bear much fruit because it lasts for generation to generation to generations. Are we bearing the fruit? The reason why Christians are hurt, the reasons why people in this world are hurt and talk bad about the things of God and talk bad about the churches is because we're not bearing the fruit that God has called us to bear. But if we bear the right fruit, they have nothing to say. So fast judgmental, so fast critical. I'm convinced that I'm in this ministry, in the ministry that God has called me to do, and I do anything worthwhile, much it will be traced back to the prayers of my mom, the godly mom. New Hope Christian Assembly, this fruit lasts for generations. Your fruit will last for generations. We as a church, New Hope, let's be filled with people who bear much fruit. And this community wants to be a part of something like that, where we bear fruit. The love, joy, and the peace, and self-control, and the patience. Do you want to bear fruit? We all do. But do we fail at times? We fail at times. So Lord, forgive us. We want to bear these fruits and give the good fruits so people can see who we serve and we serve Christ. Let's all stand for a moment. As we have the musical team, the musicians will come forth again. I don't know about yourself. You might find it a little bit a slow song, but the song that we've sang again, the last one, can we do it again? Just let's sing together. And the question I'm going to ask this morning is this. If you detach yourself from the vine this morning, go back to it. Attach yourself back to the vine. Go back to the one who's going to fill your heart with the love and joy. Go back to it. I know some of us have failed in those areas. I know we have failed with those fruits. Maybe some of us have given those bad fruits last month. Maybe we have said things that we're not supposed to say, and we have hurt each other. As when we sing this song together, just go back to Him and say, God, forgive me. I want to bear good fruit. Forgive me, God. If you lack something in some area that is not mature, go to the source. That is the vine, that is Jesus. And He will fill your heart one more time. After we sing this song, we're going to pray for it. In Jesus' name. Let's sing it together this morning. Examine yourself and say, yeah, I have failed. And ask God to help you this morning.
Amen.
Let me hear you sing this morning.
Here I am to say that you're my God. You're altogether lovely, altogether worthy, altogether wonderful to me.
Hallelujah. So this morning, as I pray for every one of us, examine yourself and say, yes, Lord, I have failed in some area this past week or this past month. Lord, help me to love more. Help me to be more patient. Help me to be more self-control, more kindness, more goodness towards someone, Lord. Help me, Lord, because I have failed this past week, Lord. Examine yourself. And if you are that person this morning, as I pray, just ask God to forgive you. Very simple. Attach yourself back to the divine. Just go to Him and say, yes, Lord, I have failed. Please come back. I need more of love. I need more of a peace. More of, Father, self-control in my life. So, Father, as we come to a conclusion this morning, we thank you, Father, for the way we've worshiped you and the way we glorified your name, O God. The way you've touched us as we, O Father, as we sung hymn, songs, O Father. But Lord, as we got to your word this morning, we thank you for your word, O Father, that was shared. We thank you, Lord, that you have brought us, O Father, back to, O Father, to think again. To bear fruit. Father, we pray, O God, for every one of us here, O God. If we have failed in some area in our life, O God, forgive us, O Lord. Because, Lord, we want to bear good fruit, O God. We want to bear good fruit, O Lord, we pray, so the community will see, O God, who do we serve. So our family members will see, who do we serve. Thank you, Lord, for this church, we pray. Father, I ask, O God, for I pray for every family, a double portion of blessing would be upon them, O God. Be with them, Lord, as when they go home, as we go with their families, O Lord, as they go into their co-workers or the workplace or wherever they may be going, Lord, let us, Father, demonstrate the fruit of Jesus to them, Lord, so they can eat. They can be drawn to the good fruit, Lord. That's when we can share the gospel. Thank you, Lord, for this church. Be with us today, God, as we go home, O Lord. Bless our time and our fellowship as we go downstairs, O Lord. Let us encourage one another and edify each other, God. In the name of Jesus, we pray, O God. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Here I am to worship, Lord. Hallelujah. One more time. Here I am to worship. Hallelujah. We worship you, Lord. We worship you, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. May the Lord bless you and have a wonderful day.